availability of the
Yes,
room?
His father sent him here to settle an accumulation of land in a certain estate. And so at one time, my father owned almost half of the village.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he came, he stayed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he came primarily to settle a land suit.
Well, that's really quite interesting. Now let's, I need to ask you a few questions about your husband's background, and since you've been married twice, we'll...
Well, let me take my daughter's father. That's my first marriage.
Okay.
He was a physician, mm-hmm. and specialized in urology,
mm-hmm.
and a graduate of the University of Texas,
uh-huh.
and then did extra graduation work and internship in Tulane, New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Now, is he a native of Texas?
East Texas.
Of
he
East
was
Texas.
Born and reared in a little East Texas town called Lovelady.
Mm-hmm, I may have heard of it. Mm-hmm. And how did you happen to meet him?
Well, he lived at our one really big hotel in those days called the Nueces Hotel, and he lived there. And he was going with a friend of mine who lived across the street. And, of course, I went off to college when I was 15. So I was still young when I got through and flying around like a butterfly, and I loved to dance and do all that kind of thing. So he used to sit down in the evening and watch the kids come into a dance. And so he later told me that when I came in this one particular night, he said to himself, "Now that's the girl for me."
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that story. And I, afterwards, of course, then when he asked me to go out, I said, "You have the wrong girl. You want the one across the street." And he said, "No, I know the one I want." And then I was going back to my college in the fall to teach, mm-hmm. teach voice. And he told me, he said, "You can plan to go, but you're going to marry me." And I was wearing another boy's ring at the time. So I wound up marrying him.
He was
a very wonderful person.
And let's see, his race, of course, was
Anglo.
Anglo. And his religion?
Well, he was Baptist, and then he joined my church, so uh-huh. I'd say Presbyterian.
Uh-huh. I meant to ask you, the Presbyterian affiliation in your family go way back? Is that a
yes.
thing within the church?
I think, now, in my mother's family, it was Baptist,
mm-hmm.
but my father's family, Presbyterian. Rankin is Scotch.
Mm-hmm.
Scotch
Irish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was imagining. And let's see, you've established your husband then had a medical degree. And his contacts here in town, what group of people did he associate with mostly?
Well, fortunately for me and for my family, he seemed to get a big kick out of the home and
mm-hmm.
family.
Mm-hmm.
He was not much of a joiner.
Mm-hmm.
Church and the Masonic Lodge, but he never was affiliated with a service club because he did his work through charity.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess his home was his main project.
Mm-hmm. Now we'd like to know whatever you can tell us about this area. I think you've given us some insight already into the background of Corpus Christi, but if you can tell, for the benefit of someone who's not at all familiar with Texas, something about where Corpus is located and the kind of lifestyle they have around here, the kind of work that people have in town and around in the outer areas, and the various nationalities and that sort of thing that are near.
Well, I'd say 50 years ago, we were just an ordinary little Texas town located on the Gulf of Mexico
mm-hmm.
with water all around us, either Nueces River to the west and our Corpus Christi Bay to the east. Then, since in the last several years, of course, they've made the Intercoastal Canal that connects us with the valley. But it was just this little sleepy village, you know. I think they had one sewing circle and probably one literary club.